Hey, good morning, everybody, and a good Arab Shabbos. So yesterday we pointed out that one of the interesting features of the Rambam in terms of his presentation of the halachos of Kibud Av V'Em is the backloading of the mitzvos asei. And we said that really seems to have to do with, you know, Zaken Mamre being a rebel against authority, and that's why, you know, Klala and Haka would be front-loaded, right, rebelling against one's parents, and Klala even more so than Haka, because, as we said, Tarte l'reyusa, based on the Radvaz, that it's not just klona v'v'imo, but it's the idea of moti shem shamayim levatala, and attacking what I would call, as we'll see today, the entire shutvos, shlosha shutvin ba'adam, all at once, aviv'imo v'akadosh baruch hu. So that being said, the Rambam paskins in halacha beis, which is subject of a pretty extensive controversy in terms of an okay of shem yumas, ayin sham and the kesef mishnah, and the lecha mishnah, and the rekevesa mishnah, but that won't be our focus today. This is a machlokas in the Gemara between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. The Chacham in this case is Reb Nachum Reb Yossi. Reb Meir says that you be chayev klala, chayev skila, for mekala v'imo, even if it's a kinui. And we say it has to be, we paskin like the Chachamim, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, that it has to be echad mishiva shemos she'enam mechakos. And this is the Rambam L'shitaso, right? If you look back in Parak Chavav of Hilchos Sanhedrin, as noted by the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam does have a shita, which requires some elaboration. We spoke about it then, that any kinoi is sufficient for purposes of lo sekalel cheresh, of the Issa Daraisa, of being mekalel, an Adam Yisrael. But that is a very, very different violation than Mekalo Ave V'imo. Mekalo Ave V'imo isn't just the Mechayev of, as we spoke about then, of self-debasement, of, you know, engaging Lo Sekalo Cheresh, of engaging in, you know, this kind of nivel, but it's an assault on an authority figure. And so to rise to that level, it has to be, as we say, Minashemos, She'ena nimchakos. And the question, of course, is why? You know, why wouldn't the same standard of kinui apply? So I'd like to suggest, again, on the basis of what we alluded to at the beginning today and building off very, I would say, naturally of what we had seen within the context of, halacha aleph, that the point is it really has to be an assault that what makes mekal aviv v'imo so uniquely insidious is that it's an assault on one's parents and the Ribono Shel Olam, but not just on two parallel tracks, but really b'chad amachta at the same time. And for that, it has to be a much more frontal assault, b'shemos she'ena nimchakos, with real kedushas Hashem, as opposed to kinuyim, which lack fundamental kedushas Hashem. So it puts, you know, mekalo ave v'imo in a very different category than the iser of lo sekalo cheresh, is that it's, you know, an assault on one of the shutfin, and no surprise that it has to be done in a way that's an assault not just on one's parents, klon aviv imo, but really an assault on the third shutaf as well, which requires shemos she'enan nimchakos, that have an intrinsic kedusha to them as opposed to kinuyim themselves. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.